good morning. It's 6:31. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office and First Judicial District hope a specialized court dedicated to holding preliminary hearings for firearms cases will help bring justice to defendants and victims at a faster pace. As WHYY's Hemant Kandi reports, the city's new guns court started processing cases in March.
The pandemic has led to a backlog of court cases in Philadelphia. Part of the idea behind the new gun court is to separate certain cases, like illegal firearm possession, from more serious cases like homicides. Here's District Attorney Larry Krasner.
Shootings are still being done in the same courtrooms with homicide preliminary hearings and with the same judges.
Gun court has held more than 220 preliminary hearings in its first month. Judges moved most of those cases onto trial. As shootings continue to rise in the city, the DA's office says it will also deter more serious gun-related crimes by ensuring swift justice. But there's little evidence to back that up. John Roman, a fellow at the University of Chicago, has spent decades studying specialized courts. He says a separate court doesn't address the underlying causes of gun violence.
You want to offer the people committing those crimes some kind of alternative to picking up the gun, some reason not to pick up the gun. And if it's just threats of detection, you know, it could make a little bit of a difference. If it's just, we'll prosecute you more quickly, it's at best going to make a small difference.
Research shows the certainty of being caught for a crime is more likely to act as a deterrent than speedy prosecution or a lengthy prison sentence. Hemant Kandi, WHYY News.